Thanks for sticking around. We are back. It's Mile High Magazine Sunday morning, and I am Murphy Houston. Joining me now is Dr. Jeff McWhorter of McWhorter CNR, Chiropractic Neurological Rehabilitation, and the HBOT Spa. Jeff, how's it going?
It's going great, Murph. How are you?
Good, good. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are things at the spa, the HBOT Spa? That was the last thing we talked about.
Yeah, no, it's picking up very well. And, you know, we're still running a couple of our holiday specials through the end of January to help people kick off their New Year's resolutions.
Well, talk about a little bit quickly what you do there at the spa so they may know to call you.
Yeah, so the HBOT Spa offers hyperbaric oxygen therapy at the best rate in the world, about 50 cents a minute at our membership rate if you take advantage of it. It's a membership and a la carte package-based clinic, and it offers three main services: neurofeedback for your conservative approach to mental health, customized IV bags for each individual based off of their height and weight and desires, and then hyperbaric oxygen therapy that you can utilize our membership up to 24 times a month for $600. So
good deal.
And through the month of January, we're running 50% off of brain mapping for neurofeedback, as well as an additional session on the house for any packages of 10 or less, and a two additional sessions on the house for any packages of 20 or more.
There you go. You covered all that, my friend. But let's talk about what's going on now. I mean, it's a season where I guess you'd see probably more concussions than any other time of the year. What's going on with that, Jeff, and why is that happening?
Yeah, I think that, you know, us living in Colorado, obviously we're home to some of the best skiing in the world, and that brings people from all over of all skill levels out to the mountains, from your novice skier to your semi-pro to the professionals. And as those mountains start getting crowded and conditions, maybe visibility sometimes isn't the greatest or whatnot, we do tend to see an uptick in collisions and falls that take place on the slopes that result in a slight upswing of concussion. And during this time of year, we're also in several sports seasons still as football starts winding down and hockey's about midway through their season. So, yeah, this time of year in this state, we definitely see a higher prevalence of concussion incidences taking place because of those outdoor activities.
Yeah, but I'm kind of curious, Jeff, about the skiing concussions. I'm not a skier, so I'm sure going at high speed, there could be some real danger there. Are they worse than others you see, skiing-type concussions?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as an avid skier myself, been out on the slopes for about 25 years now, I've had a couple concussions from doing so myself, to be honest. And I think the couple things to realize: one is, yes, you're spot on, you're moving at a good trajectory of speed, and also there's a lot of people out there that you're looking out for but aren't looking out for you. So person to person collisions happen. Plus, when you fall, you're falling on the side of a mountain, so whether it's a good powder day or there's a base of ice or a little slicker day, tends to be a harder surface than typical. And so that is where we stress on the importance of what kind of safety protection gear you're using while you're on the slopes, and then also the importance of coming in and doing a baseline test perhaps before you get on the slopes so that we have an accurate portrayal of how your brain functions to compare to if we do have an unfortunate spill having fun on the weekends or whatnot.
Oh, boy, now a lot of that happens. And I think a lot of it maybe has to do with people that visit our state that don't ski at the level they ski here. You know, they think they have mountains in their state and they're like, you know, little bunny bumps. So they come out here and it's full speed ahead and then things happen, right?
That's very accurate. I see a lot of different personal injury cases and collisions that take place with other skiers, but also something as simple as bad lighting and catching an edge can send you for a tumble and a good old-fashioned yard sale that might end you in my office.
A yard sale. Okay. Well, let's back up a notch. So you were talking about headgear. Is there different kinds of headgear than athletes that play hockey or play football would wear when you ski?
Yeah. So I think obviously the helmet as it pertains to concussion protection is one of the most important things, as well as your mouth guard in these contact sports. But the helmet is something I like to focus on, and on our Instagram page, my personal and our business one, you can see me talk a little bit more about the importance of that. But the main thing is that within the last 5 or 10 years or so, they came out with a new level of technology for helmets that I am a big advocate for. how it protects the shear force that takes place in the brain when an impact to the head happens. You can identify this rather easily with the helmet that you purchase. On the back, usually the back right corner of the helmet, is a little yellow sticker with black letters that spells out the acronym MIPS, which stands for Motion Impact Protection System. And essentially what this does is when your head hits something inside the helmet, there are different pads that break loose so that it absorbs that impact and prevents a secondary or tertiary direction of inertia from taking place, which results in typically a more significant head injury when those secondary or tertiary impacts occur. So if you're out there skiing, or if your kids or yourself are a hobbyist playing hockey or any kind of contact sports and you're buying your own personal helmet, MIPS is the sticker that I look for, and it's what I strongly consider to be the safest approach to headgear that's on the market these days.
Is that MIPS on all helmets or just typical hockey skiing type helmets?
I mean, it's on most helmets nowadays. You can find that. It's not guaranteed or regulated to be required. So definitely when you're shopping around, whether it is for your kids getting on the ice for hockey or getting on the slopes for skiing, you do want to look for that sticker. You might pay a little extra, but the protection that it provides definitely save you money in the aspect of concussion rehab if you do end up in my office.
Now, Jeff, I want you to back up a little bit. You just mentioned that you demonstrate that helmet on Instagram. Is that where you are?
Yeah, so my personal Instagram is at DrJeff_McWhorter7. And one of the posts on there from a year or two ago was me talking about the MIPS system at the base of Vail Mountain. So you can check that little video out. And then my Instagram also has the link to the McWhorter CNR page as well as the HBOT Spa page as well if you want to follow us on social.
There it goes. There you go. That's the best way to see Jeff. And you can see what a handsome man he is, too, when you get on there. And he's demonstrating all this good stuff. So let's talk a little more seriously, obviously. Concussions. I mean, concussions can come from a lot of different things, and sometimes it doesn't really require a lot to make a concussion. So how do you know if you have a concussion, Jeff? What are the symptoms we're looking for?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, concussions can occur from something as stupid as slipping on ice while you're going to your mailbox in the morning and hitting your head the wrong way, but it doesn't have to come from a contact sport necessarily or a high-intensity hobby, but the first things that you're going to notice are pretty typical: headache, dizziness, nausea. And most people report more sensitivity to light or sound. So that's where the old school approach was to put patients in a dark, quiet room for a few weeks or low stimulation to let their symptoms subside. But all that really does is allow us to adapt to a new level of dysfunction that becomes recognized as the norm in the brain. So it is really important to start stimulating those functional deficits as soon as possible. But more significant symptomatology that should indicate an absolute reason to go get checked out at an ER or give an office like my own a call would be any lapse of memory is known as a pathognomonic, which is a fancy way of saying that it's pretty much a guaranteed requirement for us to diagnose a concussion. So any fogginess, a brief loss of consciousness, a lacking in time, any level of confusion, not knowing common knowledge, things like your address or who the current president is, or things like your phone number would be a good indicator that it's more of a moderate to severe kind of head injury. And then changes to emotion, patients that start having heightened irritability or mood swings or spontaneous bouts of crying or emotional dysregulation is also a pretty good indicator that we ought to go to the ER and maybe have a CAT scan done and make sure there's no immediate threat there, and then follow up with a practitioner like myself or somebody of your choosing in the area for further evaluation.
Now, these symptoms, do they occur instantly, Jeff, or can they come 4 days or 3 days later some other time and you wonder what happened? What's going on? Can that happen?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, oftentimes, depending on the level of impact, if it's a direct impact to the head, we'll tend to see some immediate symptoms, headache, dizzy, nausea being the most common. But it's also not uncommon for an impact to take place in the brain just from a change in force direction. Things like sudden stop or start after a high velocity of motion, which causes what's known as a shear force impact in the brain. Maybe you didn't get hit directly to the head, but you got rear-ended in your car or something that stops you suddenly. The brain moves due to inertia and can cause an impact. And in those cases, it's not uncommon for symptoms to kind of lay dormant for a couple weeks, and even in some cases up to a couple months. So if there's any suspicion that you might have had some impact to the brain, the easiest way to prevent us from having a more complicated case to resolve by waiting until symptoms show up is to come in and get checked. And the easiest way to do that is, again, prior to having any of the activities that take place in our weekend warrior syndrome or whatnot, is come in and get a baseline test. It's pretty brief. It's about $60-$70 to do so, but it covers you for a year. So we have comparative evidence of how your brain works prior to any impact. So we know if there is any suspicion, it's really easy for us to retest you, make that comparative, and then decipher if further evaluation is necessary.
And you could do that at McBoard or CNR, right?
Yeah. On any given day, we have availability for that just about any time throughout the day, as I have a designated staff member just for that.
And how do they do? Set up an appointment, or can they walk right in?
Yeah, the best thing to do is give us a call, 720-717-4748, and you'll speak to my receptionist, Julia, who will help guide you towards our best availability that works in your schedule and typically get you in on the same day.
Talking with Dr. Jeff McWhorter of McWhorter CNR, Chiropractic Neurological Rehabilitation. Now, Jeff, okay, you got a concussion. How do you treat it? Is it different for every concussion or basically the same?
Yeah, so unlike a shoulder or knee that is pretty typical in most individuals, the brain is unique to each individual person. So I don't practice with any kind of cookie cutter method. Everything at my clinics are very tailored to the specific needs of the individual. But with that being said, typically there's about four staples of treatment that I utilize on a regular basis, that being hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which you can do at McWhorter CNR or any of our HBOT spas. Neurofeedback therapy, again, which can be found at either location for brain communication and efficiency, as well as the emotional components. And then cognitive therapy or vestibular therapy if there's a cognitive deficit or a motor function deficit as a result. And we do that with some of the highest success rates in the state of Colorado here at McWhorter CNR.
And what's usually the recovery time, Jeff? Is it a day, a week, longer, shorter?
Yeah. Well, again, it all depends on how fast I see you afterwards. There's a rule that says, you know, from the onset of an injury to the start of therapy is typically directly relational to how long treatment takes. And so a good rule of thumb is that if it's in the mild category, somewhere between, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 visits typically. If it's in a moderate category, sometimes patients will work with me somewhere between 20 to 30 or plus visits. And if it's a severe case like a traumatic brain injury, stroke, or a severe concussion, we may be working together for quite some time, about 50 or 60 sessions or so.
And once you're done with that, do you advise them, well, let's run out and ski right away again? Or do you say, well, let's relax a little bit?
Well, you know, it's like I tell all my athletes and patients alike that if you put in the work and we get you back to a pre-injury status, the last thing I do with any of my treatment plans is establish an accurate baseline test for you at that point. So you do have that built-in 12-month safety net, so to speak, to compare to. But if patients come, they do the work, they test within normal limits, and we've resolved chief complaints, functional deficits, and their symptoms, then yeah, you're pretty much ready to get back out there. And there's a way we segue back into 100% intensity. But if you put in the work to resolve the issue, you're safe to get back out there in most cases.
Good stuff, Doc. It's Dr. Jeff McWhorter. How do we find you, buddy?
Yeah, so our website is either thehbotspa.com. for our Cherry Creek location, or McWhorter CNR, which is spelled McWhorterCNR.com. And those phone numbers for the HBOT spa is 303 303- 353-9623, and for McWhorter CNR, 720-717-4748. And we always have our operators standing by to help get you on my schedule.
Good stuff. Dr. Jeff McWhorter. Jeff, good talking to you always. You got good stuff. We appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine, buddy.
Absolutely, Murph. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Talk again soon. And you too. It's Mile High Magazine, and we'll gather again next Sunday right here.